Blog Talk Radio.
We are happy to be here. I'm Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and we are live here at PSM, and we're in the studio with Prophetic Perspectives today, and we're thanking God for each and every one of you that's chiming in, calling in on the line. Praise the Lamb of God. I tell you, boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a mighty God we serve. He's doing wonderful things for His people. Praise the Lamb of God. I tell you, just working things out in a marvelous way. Praise the Lamb of God for those who are trusting in Him in this season of promise being manifested. They're seeing the blessings of God coming forth. Praise the Lamb of God. Things God promised, things God has spoken ages past are coming to pass now. And we just thank God for His goodness and His faithfulness to His own word. Praise the Lamb. It's Prophetic Word Thursday. Hallelujah. It's Prophetic Word Thursday, everybody. It's Prophetic Word Thursday. And we thank and praise God, hallelujah, for all of our prophetic people. Boy, we got so many sons and daughters now who can prophesy on a dime. I tell you, it's an awesome thing. And to know, praise the Lamb of God, that we have this kind of covering around us, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Accurate people who prophesy out of the Spirit of God and not out of their own hearts and discernment and things of this nature. And we just thank and praise God for them today. Praise the Lamb of God. All of you, we are so happy. All of you in Ohio, praise the Lamb of God. Black Lick, Ohio, all across Ohio, Toledo, Cincinnati, Cleveland, all of you down, oh, Columbus, Ohio, bless you all. Praise the Lamb of God. Those that's in Illinois, you bless you. Those out in California, all down California, all the way to the border, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. From as high as Oakland all the way down to the border. Those on the East Coast, Jersey, the Carolinas, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Bless all of you, Virginia. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for being a part of our show. Praise the Lamb of God. The Midwest, Chicago, Chicago, my kind of town. Praise the Lamb of God. Detroit, all of the Indiana, Wisconsin, all of this area. Bless you all for your support. Buffalo, New York, praise God. Hallelujah, New York, New York. All of those that call in, chime in. Jersey, we know about, oh my goodness, yes, God, that call in, chime in, to listen to the archives. God bless each of you. Praise the Lamb of God today. Hallelujah. Then to our great team of intercessors, some of our NQ right now just lined up here. Let me see who this is. I think this is my daughter, Sylvia. Sylvia, Sylvia, Sylvia. Is that you, Sylvia?
Yes, Prophet. It's me. It is I.
The Lamb of God. How you doing, honey?
I'm fine.
Erico 734. Who's calling? Erico 734. 4445. Who is
Sabrina.
This?
Sabrina.
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 Sabrina. All
right.
Right. All right, Sabrina. You're calling in from, where are you calling from?
Detroit.
Detroit, all right, and you're calling in for what reason? You need a prayer request, or what's going on with you?
Yes, I do need a prayer request.
Okay, what is your prayer request today, sweetheart?
I have arthritis real bad on my body.
Oh, my goodness. She got arthritis real bad, so you need some healing then. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I need to heal.
You need the healing balm of Gilead. Praise the Lamb of God. You need Jehovah Jireh, the provider of it. Yes, God, hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Guess what? I know God can give it to you. You just stay with us, okay? Stay with us. We're coming back to you. Praise the Lamb of God as we get ready to go into prayer here. Praise the Lamb. Here's my granddaughter here. Granddaughter, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful today, Prophet.
Amen, amen, amen. I want to hear that good report. Praise the Lamb of God. Sylvia, it's Sylvia and granddaughter. I tell you, y'all two girls are really firing me up. Praise the Lamb of God. I hope you all like the little flyer. Praise the Lamb of God we put together for the prayer call tonight. Prayer call tonight, Thursday night. We have prayer call at 10 o'clock to 10:30. Then we're going to have praise. Praise the Lamb of God and prayer. On the page, and then at 11 o'clock p.m. we go into prophecy. Praise the Lamb of God, and start prophesying even on the page there on Thursday night. And that's the way we're going to have it until the Lord change it. Praise the Lamb of God. From 10 to 10:30 is our prayer call. It's on our flyer. Praise the Lamb of God, and we'll give the number out a little later. So that those of you who are not on our page and want to call in and be a part of our prayer call, you can do that. We want you to be a part of that. Praise the Lamb of God. And that is going to be a blessing to you. I tell you, wait a minute, I can give it to you right now, matter of fact. Praise God. All I got to do is slide down right here, and it's big as day. Those of you who have an ink pen and you want to jot this down, area code 605, area code 605-475-3200 is the call-in number. The access code is 808-331. 808-331 is the access code. That begins promptly at 10 o'clock p.m. Praise the Lamb of God. For 30 minutes, we are in prayer. Oh, my goodness. And then we go from there. Hallelujah. And we come right on our Facebook page, and we're going to start doing some praise on the page, exciting the Spirit of God, hallelujah, as he hear us in prayer. And then at 11 o'clock, praise the Lamb of God, we go into our prophetic flow. And all of our sons and daughters and those who are hearing God, we give opportunity for them to prophesy on the page, praise the Lamb of God. Yes, right here on our page, we give opportunity for them to prophesy. It's no big I's and little U's. Praise the Lamb of God. We prophesy one to another, encouraging one another, building up the body of Christ. And you are welcome to join us. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There probably is some other pages like ours, somewhat similar, but I don't know any. Praise the Lamb of God. How they do what we do. And as with consistency, praise the Lamb of God, with the consistency that we have also as a group of people. And our intercessors are on point in prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's just an awesome, awesome team that we have here. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Darrell will be on sometime soon. Praise the Lamb of God. We just have such a willingness of spirit to communicate, and there's so much love, praise the Lamb of God, in the back office even this morning, just love just flowing in the back office this morning. I was just like, boy, oh boy, oh boy, look at my sons and daughters just loving on each other, and that's the type of unity that God, hallelujah, moves in. He moves in love. He moves in oneness. He moves in unity, praise the Lamb of God. So we endeavor to keep the unity of the faith. Hallelujah, according to the word of God. We endeavor to keep the unity of the faith. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, I enjoyed the lesson on yesterday. We're going to talk about, and you probably want to go shake some trees because I'm going to talk about your girlfriend today, Prophetess Deborah. We're going to talk about Deborah today. Praise the Lamb of God, who was one of the judges of Israel. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to talk about that today. And her place in the lineup of prophets and prophetess. Oh yeah, we're gonna talk about Deborah. We're gonna talk about Deborah. Praise the Lamb of God. Then we're gonna open your mind up to some other dimensions of the prophetic as it relates to that. And then you know we're going to flow today if it's the Lord give us utterance. This is God's show. It's not ours. We just on here just to be the mouthpiece and to be the hands and fingers for the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, but we allow God to just have his way, amen, on this show every day. All right, those of you that are listening to my voice, praise the Lamb of God, and you would like to call in and be a part of our live studio, you can do so today. All you have to do is dial area code 646-564-9818, area code 646-564-9818, and you can be a part of our live studio today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. And then our daughter here, Sabrina, she's still on the line with us, ladies. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. She's here on the line with us, and she says she has arthritis real bad. But we know a God that is a healer. We know a God that's able, and we have seen what God has done. I feel something right here, right now, while I'm talking. Praise the Lamb of God. I know what it is. It's the move of the Holy Spirit. We have seen God do so much on this show, through this show, and through the people that, praise the Lamb of God, intercede for others. Oh, my goodness, I tell you. That Shatwan prayed yesterday, until heaven got the news. Boy, no lie, we can't say nothing, but yes, she did. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. She prayed heaven down along with the other intercessors that were in queue. My God, my God, my God, my God, what a woman of God. Hallelujah. And today, Sylvia is here, praise the Lamb of God, to take us to the King. And she's going to pray for us today, praise the Lamb of God. And we're releasing the healing virtue of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, unto you, Sabrina. Hallelujah. I know what God can do. I know he can drive out every pain, every stiffness that's in your body. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know God can do it. I know he will. And we're going to ask him to do that for you today. Praise the Lamb of God. As our daughter comes and take us into that place, hallelujah, of the prophetic, where we need to be, praise the Lamb of God, in order for God to move. Come on, Sylvia. Do what you
hallelujah.
Do, girl.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you, God. Father, we honor you for this day, God. We thank you, Lord. Oh, God, for watching over us, God, for keeping us, God. Oh, Father, we come, God, seeking your face, oh, God. We come, Father, to tell you, Lord, that we're sorry, Lord. Oh, Father, forgive us for those things, oh, God, where we were lack, oh, God, where we were disobedient, oh, God. Oh, Father, we ask, God, that you forgive us, oh, God. And, Father, let us be so quick, oh, God, to forgive our sisters and brothers, oh, God. Oh, God, even those that come against us, oh, God. Oh, Father, let us forgive them, Lord, for they know not what they do, oh, God. But, Father, we thank you today, God, for your children, God. We thank you, Lord, for the breath in our bodies, God. We thank you, Lord, for our heart beating today, God. We thank you, Lord, that our minds are stayed on you today, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, that we exalt you and we magnify your name, God. We thank you, Lord, for your youth, oh, God. We thank you for every leader, oh, God. Oh, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus, oh, God, over your children, oh, God, those that are lost, oh, God, and those that you desire for them to come into the kingdom, oh, God. Let the Holy Spirit hover, oh, God, till they repent, oh, God, and change their ways, oh, God. Oh, God, move across the earth, oh, God. Oh, God, just let your Spirit, oh, God, hover, oh, God. Draw
yes.
your people in, oh, God, for this is the season, oh, God. Oh, God, that lives will be saved, oh, God. Oh, God, that they will bow before you, Lord, and humble themselves, oh, God, and seek thy face, oh, God. For, Lord, you said if we would seek thy face and turn from our wicked ways, God, that you would heal the land, Lord. So, Father, we're standing in the gap on behalf of the land, oh, God, that you would heal, God, that you would deliver, God, that you would set free, oh, God. Oh, Father, we bind back the spirit of darkness, God, every plot, scheme, and lie that the enemy has sent forth, oh, God. We bind it up in the name of Jesus, Father, and we superimpose your will, oh, God. The devil is a liar, God, and there is no truth in him, God. Expose him for who he is, God. Oh, God, shine your light, oh, God, on the hearts of your people, oh, God, on their minds, oh, God. Lift the heavy burdens, oh, God. Lift depression, oh, God. Lift everything, oh, God, that's not of you, Lord. Burn up those things, oh God, that are not of you in their lives, oh God, that they may seek your face, oh God, and fall in love with you, Lord, for you love them first, God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for those in homes today, oh God. Cover them, oh Lord. Oh God, protect their bodies, oh God, that their bodies do not break down, oh God, but build them up, oh God. Strengthen them, oh Lord, and remind them, God, that you're still God. Remind them, God, that you love them no matter what the age is, God. Remind them, God, that you care for them, God. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord, for your word, oh, God. Father, we lift up Sabrina to you right now, God. Oh, God, just let the spirit of the Holy Spirit cover her, oh, God. Oh, God, just fill her, God, with your presence, oh, God. Oh, Father, heal her, God, from the inside out, oh, God. Oh, God, we come, God, to cancel the assignment of the enemy, oh God. Oh God, you created her in your image, God. So, Father, we speak and declare, Lord, that our body lines up with your word, oh God, that it lines up, God, with your perfect plan for our life, oh God. It lines up with your original plan for our life, oh God. So sickness and disease have to leave her body, oh God, at the name of Jesus, Father. Every enemy, every demon will bow at the name of Jesus. They tremble at his voice, oh God. So we thank you right now, God, for healing your daughter, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for strength in our body, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you refresh and revive, oh God, every organ in our body, oh God. Her limbs, oh God, are loose, oh God. There's no more tightness, oh God. Oh God, we thank you in advance, God. Father, we lift up those in the system, oh God. Thank you for protecting their lives, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that you've given them another chance, oh God. Thank you, Lord, that you kept them, oh God, out of danger's way, oh God. Now, Father, minister to them at their point of need, oh God. Let them humble themselves, oh God, and call on your name, God. For you said if they would call, Lord, that you would hear, and not only would you hear, God, but you would answer, God. So, Father, give your people the desire and the thirst and hunger for righteousness, oh God, that righteousness cover the land, oh God, that holiness covers the land, oh God. Oh God, we just thank you in advance, oh God, for your word, God, for as your word goes forth, God, it shall not fail, God. It shall do what you have called it to do, oh God. So we thank you right now, God, for healing, God. We thank you, Lord, for salvation, God. Every person, God, everyone you're calling into the kingdom, oh God. You know them name by name, God. You know where they are, God, whether they're in a drug house, oh God. Oh God, wherever they may be, God, call them forth, oh God, for this season, oh God. No longer can the enemy have your children, oh God. Oh Father, we bind him up, oh God. We cancel his plans in the name of Jesus, and we give you the glory, God, and we give you the honor, God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, that you loved us first, God. Oh Father, we just thank you, and we give you the glory that's due your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. Praise God. God, hallelujah. I feel the move of God here for this daughter, Sabrina. Oh, my goodness gracious. Lord, have your way today. Oh, have your perfect way, Father, in her life. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Father. Oh, compassion is yours. Yes, God. Look today. Touch today. Touch today, healing. Oh, God, you're the balm of Gilead. Yes, you are. Do we wouldn't call on you, Father? And some things are beyond medical science, Father. Oh, God. Oh, God. To let the fire of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, burn away. Yes. I command healing, Father. I command healing to Sabrina's body in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I command the healing. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Yes, God. You're God by yourself. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. All right, all right, all right. Praise God. Sabrina, we love you today, and we thank God for you calling in. Hallelujah. And I hope and pray that our prayers are fervent and effective. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boy, I have strong, strong presence seemingly on both sides of the track. Hallelujah. As if the healing anointing is here, but seemingly there is something that's hindering. Praise the Lamb of God. And I want to ask you, Sabrina, and this is no embarrassment or anything on your part, but I want to ask you, praise the Lamb, to make sure that you have resolved all unforgiveness with any and everybody in your heart That's one of the hindrances, praise the Lamb of God, in people receiving their healing, is because unforgiveness is in their heart against others, praise the Lamb of God. So make sure that's resolved. Hallelujah. Whatever if it's there, praise the Lamb of God within you. Then please.
I'm also praying for my son, so I'm praying for him too.
Give and let go. Praise the Lamb of God.
I need prayer for my son.
Say what now?
He does a couple of things. I need prayer for my son. He does a couple of things that his wife died of life.
Okay. But you got to forgive him, baby. You got to forgive him. You got to
forgive
him and put him in the hands of the Lord. You got to forgive them and put them in the hands of the Lord so you can
receive.
Yeah, you got to put them in the hands of the Lord so you can receive your healing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, even the love a mother has for a son, your love is greater. Hallelujah. Oh, God, yes. Bless your name. Bless your name. Oh, yeah, there he is. There we go. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Oh, been waiting on that move right there, Father. Bless her now, Father. Touch. Yes, God. Bless your name, Father. Bless your name, Father. Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Father. Hallelujah. Baby, hallelujah. I want you to do what I tell you to do. The Bible says if you obey the prophet, you'll be blessed. Hallelujah.
Right.
The Bible says if you obey the prophet, you'll prosper. The Bible tells you that.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to get a glass of water. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to get you a clear glass of water. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm just obeying God. Thank you, Father. Oh, my goodness. Woo, it's in the water. It's in the water, children. It's in the water. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's in the water. I heard it. That just is clear. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What's your name? Let me know when you got it.
I got it.
Hallelujah. You got a glass of water. All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Ah. The Lord said, lift it up before him. Hallelujah. Lift the water up before the Lord.
Yes.
All right. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, I pronounce the healing blessing and command it upon this water, Father. Hallelujah. That this water be as the healing balm of Gilead, that this water... Hallelujah, be as your own blood, that this water, hallelujah, be healing to the joints in her body, hallelujah, rectifying every condition and giving her a testimony before the world of your goodness in the name of Jesus, the Christ of God. Command this blessing, and it is so. Hallelujah. Drink the water, baby. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I am looking to hear a great testimony, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's be coming from you very, very soon of the healing power of Jesus Christ. I feel the warmth. Hallelujah. Yes, God. I feel the heat of God already. Yes, God. I'm sitting here all moist. You what now?
I have some blessed oil that they gave me at my church.
Oh, you have some of that blessed oil? Good, good. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. But you're going to see a total difference real soon. Hallelujah. When, as it comes to this arthritis, you're going to see, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I want you to keep yourself free, praise the Lamb of God, of unforgiveness and keep yourself free of sin. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to tell you like Jesus told the woman, go in peace and sin no more. Praise the Lamb of God. We can't hold grudges. We have to let that stuff go. It's too much. It blocks our spiritual, praise the Lamb of God, progress as it relates to what God will and won't do for us. We bind the hand of God. Hallelujah. But you are right today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. Let me let my prophet come on in here. Prophet Dale?
Yes, sir.
This Prophet Dale?
Yes,
how
sir.
Are you, sir?
I'm wonderful.
Hallelujah. I saw pushing the button. I said, I better let him in. I didn't know what the Lord was speaking. Praise the Lamb of God, or was he speaking? Oh, my goodness. It's just a precious presence of the Lord that's here. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
I bless you today. Bless his name. Hey, God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. All in my belly, I tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. And the lines are just lighting up all down the track. Praise the Lamb of God. We ain't even, oh, my goodness. Praise the Lord. Oh, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Bless God on my soul. Hallelujah. I love you, God. I love you, God. I love you, God. Mm-hmm. Yes, God. Hallelujah. The Lord is doing much for his people in this season.
Yes, sir.
Oh, goodness. I feel the Lord so strong. Bless you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I love you today. I love you today. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. Oh, my God. It's a Lamb. Prophet, is you doing all right today, sir? Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let me see who this is. Boy, we got a few callers here. Erico 407. Erico 407, your mic is hot. Who's calling?
Hi, Evangelist Angelia Miller.
Evangelist Evelina Miller.
Miller, Evangelist.
How are you?
Where are you calling from,
Evangelist?
I'm calling from Florida.
From Florida. All right. Praise the Lamb. What part of Florida are you at?
Sarasota.
Hey, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What can we do for you, dear?
I need some prayer today. I need some direction. I need clarity on a specific location, the land that I'm supposed to possess that would give up opportunities for me.
Hallelujah. All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Some land that you are concerned about and that you're inquiring of the Lord about. Am I hearing you right?
That's correct. You know what I'm saying? I need to know where I need to be at, you know, in 2014.
Now, when you said be at, are you talking about geographically or spiritually, your church, or just all together, what the Lord's will is for you in 2014? All right, all right, all right. Praise the Lamb of God.
And geographically,
all right,
I need to know. Nowhere that I want to be at, you know?
Okay, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, have you already inquired of the Lord of this?
Yes, sir.
All right, praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Dale, you hear anything for your sister?
You know what, Apostle? I was, the Lord was speaking to me in both of my ears. I want to just tell her to give up your plate for the next 3 days. Between the hours of 12 and 3, the Lord is going to send you a confirmation. And this thing here is going to come through the mail, or it's going to come through your phone, so says the Spirit of God. Because this is a season that he's getting ready to multiply and take you to another dimension in him. And he told me to tell you, if you're going to let him work it out, let him work it out. Don't worry about it. He said, just thank me and let me do the work that I'm supposed to do.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow. I hear, sweetheart evangelist, I hear the Lord saying, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God in this also. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, bless your name, Father. Yes, God. God said, do not move. Praise the Lamb of God. I knew he was coming on here because I felt this. God said, do not move. Praise the Lamb of God. Do not move. He didn't say that three times. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Ah, God, bless your name for guidance today, Father, for your mercy. It's great towards your children. Hallelujah. The Lord is speaking to you. He told me to tell you, he swear by all that he is. Hallelujah. He has nothing else to swear by. Glory to Jesus Christ. He said he's going to show you every step you must take. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God said, when you finish, praise the Lamb of God, obeying his voice and going in the way that he would have you to go, what he promised you is going to be standing there waiting on you. Glory to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. What he promised you is going to be standing there waiting on you. All you have to do is be obedient and wait on the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I didn't give it to you. Glory to Jesus. Prophet Darrell didn't give it to you. Hallelujah. Now the ball is in your court. Hallelujah. You ask, we delivered. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Unfailing God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Those of you calling in, you want to sow a seed, praise the Lamb. Go to psmintl.org, psmintl.org, and you can sow a seed, praise the Lamb of God, today, if that's your desire. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. I got one more caller, and then we can get into our thing here. Praise the Lamb of God. Error code 682. Caller, where you calling from?
Hi, Prophet. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
I
sound like the Bayou Lady.
I'm doing fine out here in the snow.
Oh, now it's on, girl.
Yeah, this is your Keisha Keish.
Keisha Keish.
How are you? What's everyone doing?
We are blessed, Lord Keisha. Keisha's got some changes going on in her life. Oh, my goodness. Keisha, you want to tell the people what's going on, or are you going to just hold it off?
I don't know what to say. Well,
just
newly married.
You talk, some changes have taken place, hasn't it?
Yes, a whole lot, actually. I'm a newlywed.
She's married, y'all. She's a newlywed now.
I'm newlywed.
She's been on the show and left and got a husband. Yes, Lord, praise the Lamb of God. We are excited about that, and we say congratulations to her publicly here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, I was thinking about you the other day, just waiting on the Lord to release me. He told me he's going to release me to tell you what to do. I know it's tell you what to do already. Praise the Lamb of God in that situation we were speaking on. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But the Lord is holding me up here. Praise the Lamb. His own purpose. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. But what is the purpose of calling in today, dear?
Just a whole lot, but the Lord is holding you, then I'm not going to push. you know, I'm not going to push him. I'll just sit and just wait patiently. You know, because I just feel like I'm being attacked from every area. But,
But now, what I want you to, you know, there's a spirit, like some people can be sick, and then there is the spirit of infirmity that can come on a person and thing that they get involved in. Everything is about sickness, and they talk sickness, and they eat sickness, and they drink sickness, and there's always a ooh and a ah. That's the spirit of infirmity they carry. I don't want you to carry a persecuted spirit that, you know, everything is against you and everything is coming at you. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to be fortified in God's word. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There is a word in the 91st Psalms, which I know you know. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to secure yourself in knowing that you abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And all of those irritations will have to dissipate because no one can get through the force field of God.
Amen.
No one can get under the wing of God unless he let them under there. No one can get in the shadow of the wing unless
on,
he
baby.
Let them. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That ain't a place you can just get. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You get there through your praise, your worship, your love, and your adoration of God on a consistent basis. Hallelujah. He that abideth, it's an abiding thing, and you want to abide there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And once you're there, then your worries are over when it comes down to that kind of stuff because God deals with you and takes care of you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. I hang out there. That's my hangout. Hallelujah. Under the shadow of the Almighty. Praise the Lamb of God. His shadow is stronger than Fort Knox walls. His shadow thicker than steel. The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Stronger than Superman's cape. His shadow. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Will take you through the flood and through the flame. His shadow. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. The shadow of the Lord. Powerful, powerful. Praise the Lamb of God. Nobody else's shadow has substance but God. Our shadow has no substance. It's a reflection of who we are. God's shadow has substance. His shadow has substance. Oh, my goodness. Shadow of the Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We praise God. We praise God for you, daughter. It's going to be well. Prophet Derek, you got anything to your sister? Hallelujah.
You know, I just want to tell her, Apostle, as you was talking, the Lord said, it's only temporal. He said he's just pruning you. He's pruning you for this new season. And this is getting ready to be a season of birth. Oh, my goodness. You're getting ready to birth so much out. Oh, my goodness. You're getting ready to push forth so much. Oh, my goodness. You're getting ready to trailblaze over some people and some things and some stuff. Did you ever say, thank you, Jesus, because you are a trailblazer in this season here. And God said he's just pruning you. He's just shaping and molding you, hallelujah, for this new season. And y'all know, say God, he's in this new season, birthing of new businesses is coming forth here. I don't know what real estate means, but I heard the Spirit of the Lord say real estate is coming your way.
Hallelujah.
So God. It's so God. So God.
Hallelujah. There are things as bad as you think. Do you know persecution grew the church? It's the Lamb of God. We look at trouble sometimes in a negative tense, and sometimes if trouble don't come, we won't move out, get out, and spread our wings. push her. It's just a push you to go and do something else. Hallelujah. That God would desire you to a new place and a new time. And I believe that's what's happening right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God is pushing you into your newness. He's pushing you into your 2014 manifestation of promises and blessings. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He gave you the husband. He worked everything out. Everything needed to be worked out. He worked it out like a 1, 2, 3 and made it all work for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Quicker and faster than you ever imagined it could happen. It happened for you. Praise the Lamb of God. And there's a waiting line, you know, it's a line of women that's waiting on to hear them bells ring. Praise the Lamb of God. God did that so fast for you, it was incredible. Praise the Lamb of God and made that work for you. And we must always remember, when any time God do something for you, do you think Satan happy about it? Hell no, he ain't happy. Now, we just wise to recognize hell is not happy. Praise the Lamb of God. And that's right. And he's going to raise hell about it. He's going to come at you one way or another to deter your faith, to make you think all of this is a mess and it was wrong. But you got to look the devil in his cock eyes and go off on him and tell him, back to the hot spot. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't give yourself over to that mess. The Lord is with thee. Be blessed in this season. Be blessed in this season. Be blessed in this season. Hallelujah. And I'm in agreement with Prophet Dale's new business, which is right up your alley. It's spring forth, and you're going to walk in that prosperity that you knew, but it's going to be a new type of prosperity because it's going to be godly prosperity, and you're going to walk right in it. Hallelujah. And it's going to be a blessing to you and many others. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I tell you, I wouldn't take ESM Live for nothing, boy. The Lord just show out on this show, I'm telling you, without us even trying to do anything. We all messed up, miscombobulated. Praise the Lamb of God. The show is going backwards. Y'all know we don't prophesy at the beginning. We do this at the end. But the Lord is moving here. Praise the Lamb of God. And we just praise God for what he's doing for his people. Praise God. Hallelujah. God loves us. And I don't know how and what God has to do sometimes to really show us. But he loves us so much that he'll take time, speak to somebody on your behalf to encourage you, to build you up, to lift you up, to get you out of a fearful place. Praise the Lamb of God, to allow you to feel his love and know that he loves you. Jesus loves us, people. Praise the Lamb of God. And if you don't know nothing, please know that. Hallelujah. That God so loved the world that he gave his son for you. Hallelujah. And if he did that, let me tell you something. There's nothing that he'll withhold from you. Praise the Lamb of God, because he loves you. God loves us. He who gave his only son, he loves us. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophet Daryl Saunders is with me today. Praise the Lamb of God. I guess Bertha Pruitt taking the day off or something. I don't know. Praise the Lamb. She's not in queue with us, but it's right. Being Prophet Daryl is here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Bertha always taking the days off and around somewhere. She all over Facebook, though. Praise God, but she don't want to come in queue. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, it's all right. It's not old bad, Bertha. Praise the Lord. We're going to talk about an hour, then we'll let her own Prophet Daryl for not coming in queue when she was supposed to. Isn't that right, my Bertha? Supposed to have been up in here with me and Prophet Daryl. She didn't show up to work on time. What you think about that, Prophet Daryl?
We want Dr. for pay. We want Dr. for pay,
apostle.
We gonna dock our pay today. We should. Let me see. Where my granddaughter at? My granddaughter, I dock anybody. Where granddaughter at? Let me see. Granddaughter,
right,
are you here?
I'm here.
Should we dock Bertha? Should we dock my Bertha today? Huh?
No, don't dock her. Don't dock her. You know she getting ready for Sunday. She nervous.
Oh,
so.
Forget. Let me talk to Sylvia. I need somebody mean like me. Sylvia!
Yes, Prophet.
Should I dock her, Sylvia? Let me dock her, Sylvia.
No, sir. We're going to let Grace cover that.
Oh, y'all just soft. Y'all being soft. That's all right. Let me get Bertha on here. How you doing, Bertha Pruitt?
I am this wonderful prophet.
It's just good to hear your voice. Happy to have you on the show today, Bertha. Praise the Lord. But you was kind of hanging out in Lakeville over there. You know that, don't you? Praise the Lord. Don't
yes,
you know
was,
the eyes
was,
of the Lord is every place? Oh, you was just enjoying,
was
huh? Well, let me tell you something. I done told you once and told you twice. Your enjoying church days is over. You come to serve now.
Oh, I'm released now. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I didn't say you nothing about no release, so don't start twisting my words.
Come on,
and
make now.
It mean what you mean. Release in there nowhere. Ain't nobody heard releasing that. Mm-hmm. You just want to break out of this. That is, you just trying to break out.
I thank God for what he's giving me.
Yeah.
Thank you for
hey,
the
I gotta
freedom.
Keep on the,
thank you, Jesus.
We have to keep birth under control. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Prophet Darryl, I wanted to, and I said, boy, we got a line of people here. Praise the Lamb. We coming to you too, people, and prophesy some more on the show today. But I want to make sure everybody is clear on the fact that our Friday night 10 o'clock prayer meeting has been switched to Thursday night. We are praying on Thursday night on the telephone from 10 p.m. to 10:30. Then after we get off the phone, we are going on our Facebook page, on PSM on our Facebook page, and what are we doing there? We are going to start just praising God, hallelujah, for the 30 minutes, praise the Lamb of God. Then at 11 o'clock, because we press in and get the page ready for the prophetic move on Thursday night. And then at 11 o'clock, we're going to release the prophetic on the page and prophesy and all of us together, praise the Lamb of God, as the Spirit leads. Sometimes you all know the Lord, give me a congregational word or a corporate word, if you would, and I bring that word corporately, and those are usually when we don't allow open prophecy on the page. But as long as it's the Lord releases me in that way, that's the way it will be done so that everyone can exercise their gift. I want you to exercise your gift. I want you to participate, praise the Lamb of God, because the Lord can speak to each of us in this latter-day outpouring, praise the Lamb of God. Amen. Can give all of us a word, one to another. The day that the Apostle Paul wished for has come to fruition. He said, I would that you were all prophets. I would that you would all prophesy, is what he meant, so that you could encourage each other, build up one another, praise the Lamb of God, other than just speaking in tongues, which edifies the self and not other people. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So this day has come. The latter outpouring has come, and God is pouring out his Spirit on all flesh. Hallelujah, so that our sons and daughters will prophesy, and we are sons and daughters of the living God. So I want you to know that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The
Amen.
Next thing, praise, I want you to know is that on Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m., Bertha Pruitt will be delivering her first message. Her first message at the Truth Church, the Lamb of God.
Amen.
coming forth.
Glory.
Sunday, all roads lead to the Truth Church at 3 o'clock. Praise the Lamb of God on this Sunday. And we're releasing, that's your release right there. We releasing Bertha, praise the Lamb of God, into her first message from the pulpit of Truth Christian Assembly, where we shepherd, and we are inviting all of you all to come and share in historical event that's going to take place on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock p.m. Praise the Lamb. Those of you who are in the Detroit area, that's on Ford Road at Silvery Lane, the Harvest International Church, Ford Road, Silvery Lane, and that is 5 blocks west of Telegraph Road, 5 blocks west of Telegraph Road on Ford Road, 5 blocks west of Telegraph Road on Ford Road. Praise the Lamb of God. And you all are invited to come share with us. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I should have made up cooked steaks or something for us, Prophet Darrell, so I could eat after service. But that's all right. We don't need no steaks this week. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to make sure that you come and be a part of that service. We're expecting a dynamic move. We've been put a lot of prayer into it already. Praise the Lamb of God. And, of course, she's preparing to bring the word to us and for us on behalf of the Lord on Sunday afternoon. So I just want to mention that to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're in a upswing mode. Praise the Lamb. Oh, yes. I am just doing things with the mind of Christ. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, let me do this right quick. We're going to do just a little bit of this, and I'm glad it's not a whole lot to talk about. Praise the Lamb of God, so we can give a lot of more time to our prophetic venue. But I want to talk to you a minute. Praise the Lamb of God. We were moving through the prophetic pages yesterday. Hallelujah. Dealing with Joshua. Praise the Lamb of God. Then we went to King Saul. Praise the Lamb of God. The first prophet of Israel. Praise the Lamb of God. By right, we should be moving on to David. But there was a period, praise the Lamb of God, in between the patriarch prophets, I say, and the palace prophets. The patriarch prophets would be like Enoch, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and those men such as that, and even Moses, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, would fall under the patriarch prophets, praise the Lamb of God. But then your palace prophet would be King David, Nathan, and so on and so forth, those that had relationship with God on in that area. And we'll deal with that Tuesday. Well, tomorrow even, praise the Lamb of God. I forgot, tomorrow's Friday. We can deal with that on tomorrow. But there was charismatic leaders known as judges. It was 12 judges, praise the Lamb of God, that judged Israel during the time between, watch this now, the time between, praise the Lamb of God, the coming out of Egypt, praise the Lamb of God, and the first king of Israel. They were called judges. They were men like Gideon, Samson, and, of course, the prophetess Deborah falls into one of the 12 judges, praise the Lamb of God, of Israel. So we have to turn and look at Deborah, whom you'll find, praise the Lamb of God, in the book of Judges, in the book of the Judges. Now, the judges were charismatic leaders that judged Israel. And when we say judged Israel, they judged them according to the Mosaic law, praise the Lamb of God, and they judged them to in what was right and wrong in civil and social, praise the Lamb of God, media, if you would, as it related to the people, would come to the judges, and the judges would hear their arguments or hear their side or hear what they had to say, and then they would declare what would happen, praise the Lamb of God, or how they were to proceed when it came down to situation and things that they were concerned about, praise the Lamb of God. But God used this woman, Deborah, in a very, very unique way. And I say this again, praise the Lamb of God. Deborah stands out among a lot of the prophetess in the scripture because she walks in a role, praise the Lamb of God, that is prophetic. Hello, light bulbs. When the majority of the others, praise the Lamb, including Moses' sister, hallelujah, do not. They sing. They have songs, and we can call prophetic song and this, that, another. They serve in the temple. They're prophets' wives, such as Isaiah's wife and this, that, another. But they're not really walking in what we call a prophetic role or assignment that causes them to stand out as a prophet or prophetess, such as Deborah, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And Deborah was a great encourager in her charismatic gifting. She was able, praise the Lamb of God, to encourage the brother to, what's his name? I forget this guy's name. Praise the Lamb of God. Barak. She was able to encourage him, praise the Lamb of God, to go forth and do what God had already ordained for him to do, and that was, praise the Lamb of God, to subdue the enemy. That God would deliver the Canaanites, praise the Lamb of God, into his hands. Yeah. And that God would cause him, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to be victorious. But because he was weak in his demeanor, and Deborah was strong in her prophetic presentation, Deborah told her, he said, surely you shall win the battle. But the glory of the battle is to a woman.
That's right.
Which was Deborah. The glory of the battle went to Deborah.
That's right.
As though she fought the battle herself and won. Because of her prophetic stance, because she was able to tell him at strategic times what to do, when to go up, when to charge forward and take the battle that God had given him. Now, I tell you, brothers and sisters, this woman of God shows forth a beautiful portrait of a man who's in leadership who does not hear God. Or a man in leadership who has some issues that forbids him from being all he can be. But the woman of God, oh my goodness gracious, becomes as a heartbeat to him, even though she was married to somebody else. But she was as a helpmeet to him prophetically.
That's right.
To get him to go win these battles and stuff. If only we had more prophetic women that was willing to submit themselves to that type of role. Hello, light bulbs. I said something here.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. Deborah didn't cut his head off, throw him in a grave somewhere, and say, I'll do this, I'll handle this. Neither did she manipulate him and talk him out of it the way Jezebel would have done. She took the second seat and pushed him forward.
Yes, she did.
That's what she did. You read the story. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And this is a strong woman, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, who knows how to use her strength at the right time.
Yes.
Hello, light bulbs.
Yes,
strong. Hallelujah. But know when and how to use the strength that God had given her, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And she's one of the, as I stated, one of the of women in the Bible that God gave her great strength and had a great spirit, very charismatic, praise the Lamb of God, very gifted in her way, praise the Lamb of God, to be able to cause Israel to be free from the oppression that remained in the Promised Land area due to their disobedience and not obeying the voice of God in the first place. And that is, God told them to destroy them all. He told them in the beginning to destroy the Canaanites. Didn't do it. So the Canaanites became a thorn in their flesh. Hallelujah. He told them to destroy all of them. Kill them, kill their kids. He said kill them all. That's what God told them to do. They didn't do that. So now he's coming back at them with a vengeance. Praise the Lamb of God. Long after Joshua is dead, it's coming back at them with a vengeance because the Canaanites are growing again and still courageous and crazy as they've always been. So now another war has to come on the front. And Deborah, praise the Lamb of God, is discerning and hearing what God is speaking to Barak. Praise the Lamb of God. But Barak does not have the, initiative of the power and the dynamics to go forth and do what he should do. He even tells Deborah, he says, I'm not going up unless you go with me.
That's what he said.
He didn't say I'm not going up unless the Lord go with me. Unless the angel of the Lord go with me. He said, I'm not going up unless you go with me. So he had strong confidence in her charismatic giftings and her prophetic anointing. Very strong confidence in her that if she went, praise the Lamb of God, that something good would come out of it, which it did, praise the Lamb of God. But because of this, I believe, praise the Lamb of God, God saw that this man is not going to be prophetically receptive to me the way he should. But since he listens to Deborah, I'll speak to Deborah and let Deborah let him win this battle. But the glory of the battle will not go to him. It will go to Deborah. Praise the Lamb of God. And so when you see it, you see that's the way it was. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My God. And we have to come to a place of understanding, brothers and sisters, praise the Lamb of God, that when you are gifted, when you have been given prophetic anointings and things of this nature, whether you're in the office, whether you have the gift or whatever it is, you do not have to fight. You do not have to make a stance on your own to try to make yourself somebody. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Some big eye, you don't have to dress hard with rhinestone on your glasses and on your fingernails to make people think that you all of that in a bag of potato chips and this, that, and another. You don't have to do all that. All you have to do is hear God. All you have to do as a prophetic person is specialize in hearing God. Specialize in hearing the voice of the Lord. Specialize in being bold enough to speak what God tells you to speak. Hallelujah. She told Barak, has not God said that he has delivered the Canaanites into your hand?
Yes, God.
And for
yes,
you to
God.
Go up. In other words, you know this already, but you're not doing it.
Teacher,
hello, light bulb.
Amen.
She asked him, Have not God say it? He had already spoke this to you.
Mm-hmm.
She coming back with a confirming word. She's confirming what God has already spoke, because he's just going to sit around and do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes and says, oh, go with me, I'll go up. I'll go up, but I need you to go with me. Fearful in his demeanor. Praise the Lamb of God. But when your relationship is intact with God the way Deborah's was, Deborah didn't turn words with him. She said, I'll go with you. I'll go with you. I know the Lord with me. I know the Lord is speaking. I know this God's will. I'll go with you. Praise the Lamb. I don't have a problem going with you because I know God is with you. Praise the Lamb of God. I know God is with you, man of God, to go up and win this battle. I will go with you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And that's the kind of support we need in this day and time in our churches. Praise the Lamb of God.
Right.
We need strong, strong prophetic women who are going to be in our churches, but just as humble to walk with their man of God, encouraging their man of God, encouraging the body without desiring to be the head. I said it.
Amen, amen.
Without desiring to turn into Jezebel.
That's right. Amen.
And try to take ministries over that God has not called you to. I said it. I said it 100 times. I said it in front of anybody. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We must come to the place that we understand, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, our position where God has us at a certain time in our various ministry giftings and appointments where God has us and who he has us under, and recognize that we are not there by chance, but God has us there for a purpose. And then walk humbly with, praise the Lamb of God. Walk humbly with your God. Walk humbly with your leader. Praise the Lamb of God. And God will exalt you. And God will bless you. Praise the Lamb of God. And God will exalt you. And God will bless you. Praise the Lamb if you're allowing to. Now, I've said this before, and let me say to you again that there are other passages of Scripture that show forth the whole idea of the women prophetess and their titles, but they're not connected to, again, a prophetic work. They're the wife of the daughters of prophets and things of this nature that they were called prophetess. And then I tell you again, any woman that worked in the temple was called a prophetess, no matter what her assignment was. If she was in there cleaning the temple daily, she was called a prophetess. If she was in there, praise the Lamb of God, singing, she was called a prophetess. If she was in there, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, helping, mixing the oils or whatever and keeping the lamp burning, because she was in the temple, working in the temple, she was known as a prophetess. So understand that, praise the Lamb of God. And then we have to make sure we distinguish some of the prophets and prophetess because, you know, Satan got prophets and prophetess too. And they have the same title as and prophetess.
That's right.
They have the same title. Hello, light bulbs. The prophets of Baal, 400, and the prophets of the grove, 450. and that was 850 false prophets that were not prophets of God.
That's right.
But they were yet prophets. They were messengers, praise the Lamb of God, for the opposing team. So just because somebody is called a prophetess does not mean that they are a prophetess or a prophet of Jehovah God.
That's right.
Or of the Lord Jesus. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
So they can be prophets of on the dark side. Hallelujah. I just want you all to see that clear. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Just like Balaam and Balaam and all of that stuff that went down. We saw what happened there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Namely, a good prophet gone bad. Yeah. Praise the Lord. As he was enticed by wealth and riches to betray the people of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. All right. It's 1:15. Praise the Lamb of God. That give us a good 45 minutes. Praise the Lamb of God to continue here in our prophetic flow. First, I'm going to ask, is there any questions or anything anyone would like to ask me about what we have taught about this today? Praise the Lamb of God concerning the prophetess Deborah. Hallelujah. So push one on your dial. Speak now, forever hold your peace. Right, everybody else. All minds clear. All right, praise God. All right, we're here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're gonna listen to a little flow music here, and I'm going to ask our prophet Daryl, and I'm going to ask Bertha to get ready. Praise the Lamb of God as we listen to this song. Yes, Lord, to be ready to do what we do in a minute. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, we want to do that. Amen. All right. Well, let's do it. Do it. We reach to you, Lord. Listen to Shana. I like Shana Wilson.
Amen. Place of your glory.
you, Jesus. Somebody give victory a shout in this place. Give victory a shout in this place. Hallelujah, Jesus. We worship you, God.
All right, brothers and sisters, we're here. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare. You're listening to PSM Live, Praise the Lamb of God. And we are in the studio live today with Prophetic Perspective. It's our prayer flow time, our prophetic flow hour is here. Praise the Lamb of God. You're going to have to push one on your keypads, people of God, all of you that's here that have called in. If you want a prophetic word today, please push one on your pad now. Push one on your pad, and we will come down, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and see what the Lord is speaking to you today. Praise the Lamb, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. And those of you listening to our voice via the Internet and would like to be a part of our live studio, may get you a prophetic word today, praise the Lamb of God. You can call in at error code 646-564-9818. 646 area code 564-9818, and you can receive the prophetic word today. They said, well, it's that time. We drop the bomb on you today. And, I just dropped a bomb on you, praise the Lamb of God, to let you know.
Area. Please try your call again later.
I don't know what that's all about, all them
phone
calls.
DEP02. The mobile customer you have called is unavailable or traveled outside the coverage area. Please try your call again later.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can you all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Prophet Darrell?
Yes, sir. I'm here, Prophet.
Okay, some people had dropped off there. I just wanted to make sure that I could be heard. My gracious. Seems like I had called two lines or something there for a minute. Praise the Lord. I know what's happening. All right, people of God, here we go. We're coming down to you now, praise the Lamb of God. Error code 404. Your mic is hot.
Hi, Pastor.
And who's calling?
It's Tanika.
Tanika, how are you,
Tanika,
honey?
How are you?
I'm doing good. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Bertha, are you with me? Bertha dropped? No, she didn't. Let me see, Bertha. Let me open you back up. Bertha's here. Bertha Pruitt?
Yes.
Bertha, you're here?
Yes, but the call dropped.
Okay. Well, I got you. You're back in queue. Praise the Lord. All right. What do you have to say to your sister here today? Tamika Merriman?
Tamika?
Yes.
The Lord says that he is well pleased with you and to keep doing what you're doing. Don't lose your focus in this season, Tamika. It's very imperative because keep, God says, write the vision down that he is giving you and make it plain. Follow the instructions that he has given you because it will come to pass. God says, don't worry about the finances because it's already done, says the Spirit of the Lord. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell?
Yes, I just want to tell her as Bertha, I touch and I stand in agreement with what Prophet Bertha said, and I just want to add on. I heard the Spirit of the Lord said there is power in your tongue. And if God is in you, you got that same power to speak those things that be not as though they were. If you go back to the beginning of Genesis, God saw the light. And so when he saw the light, he spoke it. And when he spoke it, when he spoke what he saw, then he saw what he spoke. So in other words, you got to have a vision. You got to see something. And when you see it and when you begin to speak it, then you will be able to see it manifest. But you got to believe that what you speak will come to pass.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, good word, good word. Good word, Tamika. I'm going to leave it right there. I ain't got nothing to say because I know that they are on point. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Yeah. Just like that. Just like that. Praise the Lamb of God. We love you, baby. Have a blessed day.
I love you guys, too. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. Error code 313-334. Your mic is hot.
How you doing, Prophet? My name is Cynthia Jones, and I'm just looking for direction. It's a project that I'm working on, and I really want God to take it and do what he wants with it along with my stepping into my destiny.
And your name is what again?
Prophet, this is Cynthia Jones.
What did you
Jones.
Say your name was, dear?
Cynthia Jones.
Jones. Okay.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Praise the Lamb of God. I saw you on Facebook there. Okay. All right. Bertha?
Cynthia, the Lord says to tell you to stop being fearful of the anointing that he has placed in you and the gift. God says it's time for you to shake those fears off and to walk in what he has called you to do. He has given you power and authority. God says it's time to step forward into the plans and the purposes that he has for your life. Forget about the naysayers. Forget about those that are talking about you and persecuting you. God says it's all about you and him. It's all about the kingdom. It's time to move forward. Stop looking in the past, says the Spirit of God, and move forward in Jesus, says God, because God says he has your back. He has you covered. Doubt not, says God. Keep moving forward toward the prize of the mark of the high calling. God says he called you. Man didn't call you. And man cannot take what God has given you, says the Spirit of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell.
Amen. I stand in agreement with Prophetess Bertha had said. And, oh, my goodness, when she was speaking, I heard the Spirit of the Lord said to retell you, fear not, ye of little faith. Hallelujah. That you got to step out and launch out into the deep. And as you begin to launch out into the deep, don't look to the left, don't look to the right, but continue to look forward. Oh, my goodness. Peter began to step out on the water. He said, Jesus, if that be you, beg me to come. He stepped out on the word come. And when he stepped out on the word come, his faith began to rise. Hallelujah. And only while his faith had got weakened, all because, not because the wind was blowing, or because the people that was behind him on the boat said, Peter, man, you walking on water, in other words. Man, what you doing walking on water? You crazy. But when you begin to forget about what the people saying and forget about what the naysayers saying, forget about what happened last season and focus on where you're going in this season, well, this season is where God is getting ready to show himself mighty in your life. Hallelujah. And not only that, God said it's he's getting ready to elevate you in the spirit realm. I don't know what you're doing in ministry. I don't know where you are in ministry, but God says for you to come up and come up quickly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because the Lord said you are behind. You are behind. Oh, my goodness. The Lord said you are 4 years behind. It's time for you to catch up.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Daughter, that's enough for you to write a book on right there. Hallelujah. Oh, they just told you, my God in heaven. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. You be blessed today because I know your teacup just got filled up. Ah, yes, indeed. Praise of God. Hallelujah. Let's see else we got here. Area code 973.
Oh, good afternoon, everyone. This is Elaine.
Oh, Jersey is on the air.
Yes.
It's Jersey. How are you doing, Joyzy?
Oh, good. Just spending time in the Lord.
You spending time in the house. You ain't got no alternative
because all that snow down there, you can't see that much spend time with God.
Yeah, there is a
you
lot
ain't
of snow
fooling
out
nobody. You just you like the rest of us stuck in the house.
There's snow everywhere you look.
My goodness gracious, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, Elaine. All right, let's see now. Bertha, is are you up to the mic?
Praise God. Elaine, when you came on and I heard your voice, the Lord said one thing. Prayer is the key, and your faith will unlock the door, says the Spirit of God.
Prayer
is the key, and your faith will unlock the door.
Okay. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my. Prayer is the key, and your faith will unlock the door. Let's see if Prophet Darryl got a song or something for you. What you got, Prophet Darryl?
Apostle, now you should have went on ahead and sang it if you was going to open up and say something. As he done that, Prophet Bertha was talking, I heard that song say, it's your season. God made you a farmer, cause you
yeah.
You're gonna open up a window and pour you out of bed.
Yes,
it
yes.
Is to be blessed. You just go on in Jesus' name.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Man, this is wonderful. I love it. I snatched that one out of spirit. I'm not going to do that no more, Prophet Darryl. I'm sorry. I'm not going to be snatching. I ain't going to be snatching it up like that. But, you know, she is one that we can do like that because Elaine is very, she's a special member that comes on, you know, on Thursday. And, you know, we love to hear from Joyzy every Thursday she comes on. Just be, and you always have a song for her, same life. So I heard that was in the spirit. Your season. Yeah. God is blessing you right now. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Let me tell you something, people of God. Those of you just waiting, I know some more of you here. But let me tell you this. God is doing what God said he was going to do. Now, you got to hold of this thing and say claim, and this ain't no passive season for you just sit back and just say, well, God said he's gonna do it. You got to be the midwife to your promise.
You better
right.
You must be the midwife to the promises that God has spoken over you, and push
Amen.
Them through. Hallelujah!
Ooh,
through prayer and through interceding
Amen.
For others. I'm telling you something. You may not listen to the old. I'm trying to help you today. Praise the Lamb of God. You must be the midwife to your. You got to let God know that your mind is on your promise and your promises are on your mind. You got to let him know that you believe the report and that you have an expectation on it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And push that thing on through and watch what God do for you. I just wanted to drop that in on you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Here we go.
Hallelujah.
All right, Joyzy, we'll talk to you a little bit. Okay, Joyzy?
God bless. Bye.
All right, love you, dear.
Goodbye, Joyzy.
Erico 331. Chatwan.
Yeah, my phone dropped. I was just calling back in.
Oh, she was just calling. She don't need no word. Bertha, you got a word for Shaquan. Hallelujah.
Shaquan, Pastor Shaquan, God says anoint your son. Anoint your son and cover him in prayer for the next 7 days. Because God says someone has spoken some spiritual witchcraft on your son. You got to bind that spirit and cast it off, says the Spirit of God.
Okay.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Which one?
Ha, yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You have to break that chain, daughter. That's why God released that new fire in you yesterday and imparted it, because you've got something. You got to do it. You got to do it in the next 7 days, said the Spirit of God to your son.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
It's the oldest one.
The oldest one, that's right.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I forget the one that had the addiction to get out of rehab. That's the one. Yes,
okay.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell, you have anything to say to your sister? I reckon not. Where Prophet Darrell go?
He might as well.
Here. No, he's still there.
Maybe he on mute.
Well, maybe the Prophet Darrell.
I'm here. Prophet Bertha said, I keep him anointed, cause I can't mess with that with a fine tooth comb.
Okay. I think I understand the reason why too. Yeah, you might expose somebody. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Okay. Let's move on this one. That's why we're talking about that a little later.
Oh,
hallelujah. Yeah, I knew it. Praise the Lamb. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Right.
I know one thing I'm going to say. I come against premature death, and I come against
hallelujah.
The blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bind that up right now. We bind that up right now. Hallelujah. In Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Error code 323.
Hello, Prophet. This is Luana Selena from California.
Selena from California.
Yes, and sister.
This is Helena and Ann.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, don't mess me up now. These the Georges girls. All right. These Georges and yeah. These are daughters from Southern California, people of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
There's two sisters here. We thank and praise God for them. They speak with the accent from the island, though, over in Jamaica. The Ochis Rios area over in that way, Kingston, yeah, Jamaica. And these girls are from the islands, man. But they are children of God. They love the Lord with their whole hearts. And we praise God for both of them. They my members, I say. Praise the Lamb of God. They mine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bertha Pruitt.
Hallelujah. The Lord says to tell you, both of you, sisters, that there's some shifting going on in your lives. There's some shaking because he's shaking and removing everything that's not of him and everything that's trying to hinder and block you from moving forward in him. So be not weary and be not dismayed when people that you know if you used to be around start moving away from you because God is moving them. Because they're hindering you from going forth in what God has called you to do. God says this is your season. He's calling you from the back to the front. You must move forward, says the Lord. You must move forward
because he has called you for such a time as this. God says, keep looking forward and keep your focus on him, because the enemy is trying to discourage you and distract you from doing what God has called you to do. The Spirit of God has said, intercede more and pray more. Seek him the more and draw closer to him. As I told Elaine, prayer is the key, but it's your faith that is going to unlock the door to the blessing that God has pronounced on your life. God says, command the blessing to come forth in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Brother Darrell?
Jesus.
I heard, and I don't know why this come up for me, but I heard him say, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do without me.
Jesus.
Whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. If you're healing, healing in this season, please
don't do it without
me. I hope Bishop Palmore don't get mad at me singing that song, but I heard the Lord sing that to me. I heard him sing that to the both of you all. He said he is not going to do it without you guys. He's going to bring y'all all the way through. It may seem like a turbulence. It may seem like a storm. But the storm is only temporal. But when you begin to keep on pressing like the woman with the issue of blood, and as you begin to bless the man or woman of God, as you begin to bless the man of God, thank you, Lord, as you begin to bless the man of God, like the Shunammite woman, God say, increase this coming. Increases all the right. Oh, my goodness. Money. Woo, my goodness. You ought to just open up your mouth and say, money, come to me.
Money, come to me.
You ought to say, money, come to me. Say it back.
Money, come to me.
Jesus. Yes, Lord. All right.
Thank
Hallelujah.
I don't know what that is. Where it's coming from, but I heard the Spirit of the Lord say it's going to be coming around the month of April here.
Oh, my amen. Goodness. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Yes, God.
Something about my property and some land came up here as well.
Yes, Lord. Glory to God.
I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, don't sell yet. Don't keep that there yet.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Well, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Yes. Give God praise in this state, don't we? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my goodness gracious. You're talking about a powerful. Whew. Oh, my goodness. Whew. Praise God. I saw the money tree. Lord, have mercy. Lord, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Boy, boy, oh, boy, your sowing is not in vain. Lamb of God, a lot of people don't want to sow and don't want to give according to the way God is blessing. But let me tell you some people, you're hindering your own blessings.
Right.
You're hindering your own blessings. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes. God. Yes. You're hindering your own blessings. And, you know, I'm trying to talk to the people about first fruits and what have you. And this has been the slowest saint year that I have ever seen at the first of the year when it comes down to the first fruits. But people don't want to give no more. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The same God that was with you in plenty is with you in lack. And he's able to multiply. Praise the Lamb of God. But our faith must be in him under all circumstances, one of the greatest passages of scripture that surrounding Jacob is that there was a famine in the land, it says. And then right behind it said, and Jacob sowed seeds in the famine. And in that same year, he had a harvest of 100-fold. It's right there in the Bible. Praise the Lamb of God. Erico 662, your mic is hot. Bless you, Callie. I love you, girls.
Okay, thank you. Love you too, Prophet. Thank you.
Erico 662. All right, last time, Erico 662.
Ooh, my Lord. Apostle?
Yes.
Ooh. I just heard the Lord say, for the gathering this year, you ain't going to have to worry about nothing coming out of your pocket or PSMI.
Man, boy, I need to hear that. I promise you.
Woo. Somebody
Hallelujah.
Is already willing and obedient. It's three people. Ah, I heard that. I heard that. I heard the Lord say it's three people. It's going to come into $1,000 into the ministry. Abba. I heard that. He said, don't you worry about the conference this year.
This year.
He's going to send you the wind.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
When you go outside, Apostle, whenever you step foot out your door, I want you to begin to prophesy. I want you to prophesy to the four winds. As you begin to prophesy, man of God, to the four winds. God is going to move on your behalf here. Hallelujah. I don't know who is this, hallelujah, that you was a blessing to them, hallelujah. A financial blessing. They was either getting ready to get evicted or something was getting ready to go on with this here. And you was able to help them out of this debt here, so said the Spirit of God. And now they done came into a lump sum. Now they getting ready to bless you.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. That could be a whole lot of people right there. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
My God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You will not, you will not.
Yes, God, yes, God.
You will hear the word. I may not be over here in the state of the United States, but I guarantee you, and I won't take it back. Man, you is not going to have to worry about this conference this year. You ain't going to have to You ain't going to have to pump and find nobody. Because folk are going to break. Oh, my goodness.
Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Oh, my
Hallelujah. Jesus.
God said it. He said, tell my son.
Uh-oh.
He said, tell my man child.
Yes.
That he ain't going to have to worry about it.
Hey.
Because he's working it out on your behalf.
Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God. Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. So when you say, I hear you, God. I hear you. I'm
Hallelujah.
Trying to tell them all in one breath. If you begin to prophesy to the north wind and tell it to come
to the north,
tell them to come down.
Oh, north wind.
Quickly.
Come hear the word of the Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Walk in now. Oh, south wind.
Jesus.
Yes,
Jesus.
West and east. Ooh, I'm going to prophesy to the wind when I step outside. Just watch me. Hallelujah.
I'm telling you.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Come on, blow in this valley.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
He said he's going to allow the wind. He's going to allow the breath of his glory. He's going to allow the breath of his glory.
Of his glory.
Oh, my. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh.
And I believe the report.
Yes,
and I believe the report.
Thank
yes,
you.
Lord, I do. I believe
you.
The report. Lord. Hallelujah. Awesome God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
All my people. People of God, if you only knew what the Lord has in store for you. Hallelujah. If you only knew the good things. Eyes have not seen.
Jesus.
Ears have not
seen.
Neither has it entered into the hearts of men.
Hallelujah.
The good things.
Yes, God.
God has in store for those that love him. Hallelujah. Those that love him. Oh, my. Oh, my. They haven't even made it yet. They haven't come off the press. Assembly line ain't made the car yet. That God has in store. Hallelujah. It's so much manifestation. And God's going to do it for you just like he's doing it for her. Just like he's doing it for them, he's going to do it for me. He's going to do it for you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, I give him praise. Wait, I hear something here. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Woo! God said, I swear by my holiness, tell the people that their time has come. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I done spoken. I won't take it back. Your hour. Your time is right. Just watch what God does. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We are out of time. We're running out of time here. Praise the Lamb of God. We only got 4 minutes left. Don't forget tonight on the page, praise the Lamb of God. Our prayer call starts at 10 o'clock from 10 to 10:30. Our praise and prayer leading for the prophetic flow starts at 10:30 on the page, and then we will enter into our prophetic mode at 11 o'clock, praise the Lamb of God. And until the Lord say that's enough, you know how we do it. Praise the Lamb of God. So we're asking all of our prophetess to join us on the page tonight. Join us on the prayer call tonight. And let's just make this a prayerful day. Praise the Lamb of God. Be prayerful today. Hallelujah. I ask all of you to do your best to stay warm. Hallelujah. There's hundreds of thousands of people who don't have power. Hallelujah. The power is out. And if you're blessed to have power, boy, you ought to have joy in the house today. Praise the Lamb of God. There's hundreds of thousands out of power. Praise the Lamb. But if you can turn your switch on, if the gas is flowing and the lights are on, You are one of the blessed. Hallelujah. That God has looked over and looked beyond your situation. Yes, Lord.
Thank
you. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And that you're worthy of the blessing. So know that God is doing a wonderful thing for you. Don't forget Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Truth Church right there in Dearborn, Michigan. Mother Bertha Pruitt will be bringing forth, hallelujah, her first message. Hallelujah. She's going to bring it forth. She's going to bring it forth. And we want you to be
Amen.
Right there with us. Hallelujah, to enjoy the word of the Lord us by Bertha. I love you. I bless you. Thank you, Prophet Darrell. Thank you, all of our intercessors, Sylvia, our granddaughter. Thank you all for being here and all that you do for the prayer ministry. Thank you. Let's do something. Let's do this again tomorrow. Tomorrow, Pastor McCoy is scheduled to be with us, as well as Darrell Sanders. We're going to be here discussing prayer. Praise about the prophetic praying and all of that. And Pastor McCoy is going to be here with us on tomorrow on the show. Praise the Lamb of God. So you want to make sure you reserve your spot on the show tomorrow. I love you. I bless you. Make sure about your future. Hallelujah. Knowing that God is at us and him.
Feel it coming now. The dark clouds have rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect
I'm great.